Just quickly review today's daf. Today's daf was Yuma daf Tes Zayin. We started a sugya on Tes Vav and Beis that has absolutely nothing to do with Maseches Yuma, but because in the previous sugya we had mentioned that all of the Mishnayos about Seder Yuma are authored by Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzvah, we start a sugya that mentions that the Mishnayos and Maseches Midos are also all attributed to a single Tana. But it starts with a stira. On the one hand, we have a Mishnah Maseches Tamid that the Lishchas HaTlaim was in the northwestern side. On the other hand, we have a Mishnah Maseches Midos that Ma Ravis Dromus he Haisa Lishchas Tlai Karban, that it was in the southwestern side. So which is it? Is it northwest or southwest? So the Gemara answers that you have to say Man Tana Midos, Rav Lozer Ben Yaakov is the author of all the Mishnayos and Maseches Midos, but in fact it's a Machlokes Tanaim where the Lishchas HaTlaim was. The Gemara then points out that you have to say, it seems very reasonable to assume that Rav Lozer Ben Yaakov is the author of all the Mishnayos and Midos, because we have a Mishnah in the second parak of Midos that goes through the layout of the Ezras Nashim, where everything was in the 135 Amma by 135 Amma square of the Ezras Nashim, that there were four corners in the Ezras Nashim. Each corner was used for something else. There was one corner of the Ezras Nashim that was used for whatever the Nazir needed, and the Mizrach Tzvonus was used for the Dir Ha'etzim, where the Kohanim or Bali Mum would deworm the wood or would throw away wormy wood. In the northwestern side, it was the Lishcha Samatzorayin, and then in the southwestern side, Rab Lazar ben Yaakov says, Shachachti Mahaisa Meshameshes. I don't remember what it was used for. And Abishol is the one that says, oh, that's where they kept Yayin and Shemen. That's also another Chanukah connection. It's a good Kasha. The Rabbi Kivager asks him, why did they find Shemen in the Heichel? Because Shenichnasu beHeichel, Timu Kol HaShemanim, the Shemen shouldn't have been in the Heichel. The Shemen should have been in the Ezras Nashim. Okay, but that's side Kasha. But anyway, so because Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov is the first Tana, so we assume Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov is the regular Tana in Maseches Midos. Another Gemara says, and you have to say that way from another Mishnah, Maseches Midos as well, because there's a Mishnah in the second parak of Maseches Midos where it describes how the Kohen who would be Sarif Esapara, who is doing the whole Avodah, the Paraduma, all the way from Harazesim, had to be able to see when he would sprinkle the dam. He had to be able to see right through to the Heichel. And the only way to do that is if the Kosel Mizrahi, if the easternmost wall was lower than a typical wall. That only makes sense if you hold like Rav Lozer ben Yaakov that there was an extra amma of height because of the Duchan, and therefore the height of the Harabayis would have been blocked through the. You would not have been able to see through the 20 amma high Pesach because the height of the 10 amma high Pesach, right? Because the 20 amma high Pesach, because the height of the Harabayis would have blocked him from seeing right through. But if you hold not like Rav Lozer ben Yaakov, then the height only would have been 19 and a half ammas. You would have been able to see right through the top half an amma. So that's Stam Mishnah also has to be like Rav Lozer ben Yaakov. Then the Gemara says, who says maybe his view was blocked, not because of the height of the Arabayis, maybe because like Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Mizbeach, which was 32 amos wide, was smack in the middle. So if it was smack in the middle, it would also block the doorway, so you wouldn't be able to see right through. The doorway itself was 20 amos, then you have 11 amos, it was 10 amos, and then you have 11 amos on each side, so that the Mizbeach protruded beyond the doorway. So if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, anyway, he wouldn't have been able to see through. So says Gemara, no, you can't say the Mishnayos and Midos go like Rabbi Yehuda, because we have a Mishnah and Midos that lays out the Azara for us. It tells us what each inch of the, or each Amma of the 187 Amos of the width of the Azara, and the 135 Amos of the, or 187 Amos of the length of the Azara, and the 135 Amos of the width of the Azara was used for, and when it cheshbens out the 135 Amos of width, it tells us that on the south, before the ramp of the Mizbeach begins, you only have 10 and a half Amos. So you have 10 and a half amos, 32 amos of ramp, and then 32 amos of Mizbeach. That keeps the Mizbeach much more toward the southern side than right in the middle. The Mizbeach is not right in the middle according to the Mishnayos and Maseches Midos. So we cannot say the Mishnayos and Maseches Midos are authored by Rabbi Yehuda. So we go back to what we said originally, Shema Mina, Rabbi Lozer ben Yaakov, Shema Mina, that in fact all the Mishnayos and Midos are authored by Rabbi Lozer ben Yaakov. Oh, yeah.